Welcome to the J-Plan Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the J-Plan Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J-Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. The goal is not to be a gimmick fitness plan that makes you dependent on a DVD. The idea is to give users a realistic workout regimen that will promote independence and long-term results. This program is for all ages and fitness levels. Jeremy Allen, expert fitness trainer and former professional athlete, has been helping people reach their fitness goals for many years. He even coached a contestant on the hit television show The Biggest Loser to a 100-pound weight loss. She's even kept the weight off to this day. With that being said, Jeremy knows what it takes to lose weight in a healthy way and keep it off for good. And now, on to our show with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. First of all, I want to say thanks for being here. And if you're listening in and you're live, thanks for being here live. You can always catch us on the Building Fortunes Radio Show special segment with our special guest host. His name is Jeremy Allen. Jeremy's a professional and a collegiate football player as well as athlete, both in college and also in as an adult when he graduated from school as well. Really well known for being on our radio show as being just, you know, a nice guy, a hard worker, got the integrity, looking to help people become physically fit, losing weight, all of those types of things for both general and specific health needs. And we've interviewed him several times before on Building Fortunes Radio. So I'd like to continue our series of questions that we've been able to ask Jeremy, but also throw in this as a little aside. Building Fortunes Radio was developed so we can help people have a voice and a platform for getting their messages out. And you want to plug into what we're doing on Building Fortunes Radio, specifically checking out that Jeremy Allen segment. He is the author of the DVDs called The J-Plan, and you could go to The J-Plan, J like Jeremy, thejplan.com, and find a lot of really great information. He's also got some other websites. He can help you if you're looking to lose weight, or get into, or stay in shape. But I want to first have an opportunity for you to meet the gentleman first and learn a little bit about his background if you haven't heard some of the previous radio shows that we've done. So, Jeremy, tell us a little. First of all, thanks for being here. And the next part is tell us a little bit about you and then how you got started with the J-Plan.
Thanks so much, Peter, for having me. It's my pleasure. It's an honor. And I'm really excited to be here. And I guess we can start off by just giving a quick background on myself. I'm a personal trainer, and I like to call myself a fitness consultant because I don't just personal train people. I actually, you know, consult them, you know, all around when it comes to nutrition, you know, exercise, and just a healthy lifestyle. So that's why I like to call myself a fitness consultant, but, you know, most people would just generally call me a personal trainer. But I got into that because I have a desire and a passion for, one, helping people, and, two, just getting people in touch with their bodies physically and helping them reach their goals as well. So I first started off with being an athlete, you know, in high school and in college, did both track and football there, and then went on to play professional football with the Vikings, the Saints, and the Falcons, and also went over to NFL Europe for a season as well. And then after that, got into personal training and physical fitness, and even had the opportunity to work with a lady on The Biggest Loser, as we had mentioned before, Abby Reich, and she at her final finale ended up losing 100 pounds. So that was really cool. Worked through a lot of emotional and physical ailments as well during that process. But in the meantime, you know, I've worked and helped you know, hundreds and hundreds of different people, you know, with whatever goals they have physically. And I'm really proud of that because I like to think of when we work out together, when we embark on a goal together, as a team effort. I don't really think of it as something I just do personally. It's something that it feels really good to know that we did it together. So that's kind of a little background on myself. I live in Dallas, Texas right now, you know, and, you know, I just living the dream, just trying to help people. And I feel like this is really my calling and my purpose, and I'm excited about what the future has. So.
Excellent. Okay, good. So, you know, I don't know a lot about all of the listeners listening in, but I'm sure they come from all different kinds of backgrounds, have all different types of strengths, weaknesses, and challenges. But there's one thing that I've learned as far as being in business or, you know, working with different people, and that's the importance of having like a running buddy or a coach, someone that can kind of support you and someone that can kind of, you know, hold you up, someone that can push you a little bit as well. And I also realize that sometimes it can't be somebody that's maybe always a friend or a family member because you live with them, you know, and there's more of a history behind it. And through the challenges that I've also seen with people with all different types of addictions, whether it's drug, alcohol, or whatever, the importance of having that person who's an arm's length, a safe distance away, but those that people can confide in a little bit and get the moral support from and not have to worry about, you know, who they were before, what else is going on in their life. It's a really nice, comfortable feeling to know that, you know what, somebody could use you as a personal trainer. You're fitting in that role, giving them the support that they need with less baggage and less hassles, if you know what I mean. So could you kind of address the importance of having you as like a personal coach and a personal trainer as well?
Well, I think in general, like you said, having someone that you can trust, because a lot of times personal training isn't just a physical thing. It's an emotional thing. There's so many things that go on a day-to-day basis where you're like, you know what, I just need to get some stuff off my chest and I need to talk about it as I work out and I need to get this out, you know. Or even if you don't want to talk about it, but you're just working through it, but you're able to lean on someone else who isn't going to judge you, who isn't, you know, doesn't know all, you know, you from a kid where they're going to, you know, say, oh, that's just how he is or how she is. So I think having someone in that regard is really important when it comes to going for your goals and striving for your goals. And in addition, even if it's not a personal trainer, because, you know, like you said, having someone on a day-to-day basis isn't the cheapest thing in the world, so a lot of people can't afford it. But just having a workout buddy or a partner, accountability person that you can, you know, confide in and you can kind of lean on when you're going for something, and it's just really tough to reach those goals by yourself. Having someone else to hold you accountable, whether it's in person, whether it's over the phone, whether it's through email, but just knowing that that person is counting on you to get to your next goal and get to, you know, to better yourself, can just give you that little push to get you to where you need to go. So it's really, really important to have someone else or other people for that regard, maybe a group, to help you get to whatever goals you need. So I think that's really important.
Excellent. Okay, good. We started last week talking about different things with marketing and stuff like that relative to diets. And there's probably several misconceptions that are out there, but I know a lot of people learn about weight loss maybe by TV commercials that they might see or, you know, stuff that they might see in the grocery stores as far as stuff that was probably reinforced by television. So, and everybody's got a kind of a different diet. I'm sure there's a lemon juice diet, there's a whatever kind of juice diet, there's a whatever kind of whatever. There's always something kind of new, you know, a new way of losing weight, whether it's a pill or something to do. Could you kind of address some of those issues as far as those fad diets and some of the things that are going on out there? And I want to blend in the whole thing with Oprah Winfrey, kind of taking it to the next level, and I think she took over a pretty big portion of the stock associated with Weight Watchers, and kind of talk to us maybe about the pros and the cons about those things as well. So we can start off with fad diets first, and then let's move on to Oprah.
Okay, cool. Well, first of all, there's, like you said, so many fad diets, and as a trainer, I just hear about all of them. I feel like I've heard about every little diet that's come about, and it's almost funny to me because I know how it's going to end. Somebody is excited because it's something new that they haven't heard of before. You know, this author came up with this grand idea. He went over to India or he went, you know, into the bush of wherever and found this herb. And, you know, now you don't have to do anything but do this diet and your life is going to be perfect. I get amused a little bit because it always ends the same way. People usually, they start because they're excited about something new and something that seems easy, and they start it and they get going and they're into it, and they might even lose weight initially, you know, over the next few days to a week or whatever, however long they're on this particular diet.
But the reality is most of the weight loss is due to just a general change in habits anyway. And after they're done with the diet, after they are burnt out from that, like everybody is with anything, you know, they get tired of something or they don't stick with it, they gain all the weight back. And a lot of times they go the opposite direction because they've deprived themselves so bad of a normal lifestyle that, you know, your body's just overcompensating and you end up in a worse position than you were before. And I like to, you know, really try to be transparent with people when it comes to that. I like to support them because they're going for something new. But the reality is I'd like let them know that this is something that you need to look at for the long term. Because what typically happens is whatever you do, whatever you put your mind to in the short term, you know, if it's not in line with what you need to be doing on a long-term basis, it's going to be a failure. So I just like people to say, okay, look at this from a big picture point of view. And if this is something that just jumpstart your weight loss and you know that you're going to go to, you have a follow-up plan and after you get tired of this, because you know you will, like you always do, then that's okay. But if you think that this is going to be the end-all, be-all, and this is going to solve all your problems and you're going to go from, you know, you're going to lose 100 pounds and keep it off for the rest of your life, it's just not realistic. So when it comes to general fad diets, I really encourage people to look at the long term. You know, you need fat, you need carbohydrates, and you need protein. You need fruits and vegetables, you need meat, you can get away with, you know, cutting out any of those things, but God made all of these things for a reason, and all these things in moderation are good for you if you eat them in the right way. You know, obviously fried foods and overeating and lots of sweets and sugar is not good. But when you eat, you know, good foods, good healthy foods in a moderate way, you know, you're going to be fine. That's how you, you know, get optimal health, is by getting all the nutrients and all the right things in your body in proportion. It's not cutting things out completely that aren't bad for you, that are actually have lots of nutrients. So anyways, I don't want to get on a kick too bad, because I sometimes get really passionate about these diets that people come up with that tell you to cut things out and, you know, and I can't eat this or I shouldn't eat this. And, you know, even if it's good for you, it baffles me, just because, you know, it seems like nowadays, in order to make money, a lot of people, they come up with concepts that are very shocking and just intriguing, and that's intriguing to people, so they want to try it, and that's going to create sales. But the reality is, a long term, it's not going to work. So we can kind of segue into Oprah. I didn't mean to get too passionate about
that. No, this is fine, because I think if there's ever an example of where people that probably mean well just do goofy things, it's probably in the idea of trying to figure out how to lose weight, because they may not get a personal coach like you to kind of show them how to do stuff. So therefore, they're going to act on the things they're exposed to. And human nature is to somewhat be curious. And human nature, I think, is somewhat to be trusting. And especially when you're in need, if someone has a quicker solution or some kind of a solution and you're desperately wanting to lose that weight, it's really easy to find people in a vulnerable situation that are trusting and maybe not knowledgeable, and unfortunately then they get taken advantage of. So they lose their time, they lose their money, they may even lose a portion of their health, or maybe even worse. And these things are kind of like out there. And I think, you know, if you had someone like yourself to just kind of say, do this and do this and do this, and you don't have to worry about trying to be like Superman and have 0% body fat, you know, which would be physically impossible, you know, you're going to step people into it so they can actually lose the weight on a healthy, regular basis and then keep it off and get into better shape. So I think people need you as just as much, of course, as you would need people as well. But there's a lot of goofy people out there that do a lot of stupid things, and they don't mean to. They're just kind of following instructions. I like the idea that you can just have that conversation about, you know, the different kinds of fad diets and the TV show specials that do whatever. So, okay, so let's segue this into Oprah. Oprah is a woman who is super successful financially, started off, I mean, you got to really read her story. She's an amazing woman as far as her success story. Did very, very super well. I think she was probably even one of the first black billionaires, I think. Certainly one of the most successful people on the planet. So, and seems like a great heart. Does wonderful things. She's successful in all the things that she's done, and she has obviously struggled with weight loss as well. And then just recently she took an investment in, I guess it's Weight Watchers, which is going to be kind of interesting. And she probably did it just as much for herself to try to keep the weight off as much as she might have done it for a business as well, because she's always gone up and down relative to weight. And if I can just stop right there, it seems kind of a challenge for a lot of women to be up and down on their weight. Like, it's just like an ever-ending thing. Whereas it might be the same for some guys, but it does seem like women are a little bit more susceptible to weight challenges. It could be hormonal, it could be pregnancy, it could be a whole bunch of things. Do you want to address that? Like, why is Oprah just very typical of people that just have, especially women, with going up and down and going up and down?
You know, just like how you said, there could be so many factors in it, and it wouldn't be a very smart thing for me to try to diagnose exactly, but I would say, in general, I think women are a lot more, they wear their emotions on their, you know, they're more emotional in general. Like you said, a lot of times if that person deals with their emotional situation with food, then that could be a reason why they go up and down. And then, like you said, there's hormonal things that go on with women throughout their lives that men typically don't deal with as much. Water retention, just things. It's just so many different things, times of the month, that go on with women that guys just don't deal with. So,
One thing called pregnancy.
Exactly. Pregnancy, menopause, just so many different things that, that they go through. Like you said, emotions when they're up and down, or they're in a relationship, out of a relationship,
Right. So men could be a big problem with women and weight loss.
Definitely. I mean, I know when certain women are depressed, or they are happy, in a great relationship, it goes both ways. They could, eat more, eat less because of that, And, guys are the same way, but I just have, like you said, it seems to be a little more typical with women because I think they're just more emotional that way. And, that's kind of where that comes. And I don't know, I'm sure Oprah has her own struggles, personally, but I'm sure that has a direct correlation to her weight, going up and down. So, there's been some. What's that?
No, I was going to say, let's talk about that Oprah thing, but let's take our little commercial break first before we get too long into this, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about Oprah. Here we go.
Okay.
You've been listening to the J-Plan Radio Show, brought to you by The J-Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. This special segment can be heard again anytime with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J-Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. You can learn more by going to the website www.thejplan.com. That's www.thejplan.com. Through the link on the J-Plan Show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. For many years, the J-Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Our special guest, Jeremy Allen, has an extensive background in fitness and wellness as a personal trainer and is one of our favorite experts on Building Fortunes Radio. Tune in often and listen to Jeremy. Visit buildingfortunesradio.com and click on the J-Plan Radio Show link to learn more and to hear our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to the J-Plan Radio. And now, back to our show.
Okay, and Peter Mingles here. We're here with Jeremy Allen. Make sure you go check out the Jeremy Allen section on Building Fortunes Radio. Go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com. But also check out the J-Plan.com and then take a look at the CD program. He's got a great DVD program, and when you plug into it, it's like three payments of a little bit less than $30 a piece. So you too could be working with Jeremy. He does a lot of personal coaching, really takes care of his customers, and you could use him for other things as well. So the J-Plan, the as in T-H-E, J like Jeremy, PLAN.com. So, Jeremy, let's go back to whatever you wanted to finish up with this Oprah and Weight Watchers thing.
Well, so it looks like Oprah bought into Weight Watchers, and that's a great program, actually. I don't want to say anything negative about Weight Watchers because it really has helped a lot of people help lose weight. And it has a strong, has a really strong presence with the female community. And I don't know why, but I don't know. That just seems like that's been a target audience for them. It seems like a lot of females have done really well with that program. But she bought into that program, and I think that that's excellent for them. But I felt like with Weight Watchers, it's a little bit different than others because in order to really be successful, you need to go to meetings and go to weigh-ins and listen to, you know, they have talks and that sort of thing. So basically, it's a little bit different than just the diet and they send you on your own. Actually, Weight Watchers is actually, you know, you have points for, you know, the different foods and different calories and all that sort of thing. So there's a point system there. And then you also, you know, have these meetings that you're suggested to go to and really almost required to really hit your goals. So I think it's a really good setup, a good, really good business model, and they really set you up for success. But just like anything else, I've had a lot of people do those, and what happens is they start off doing really well, and then next thing you know, something comes up, and they can't go to their meetings, and they can't, you know, they stop counting, you know, their numbers and their all that, and they end up back where they are or worse. And that's not everyone, don't get me wrong, but it all comes down to, you know, making a choice, doing something that's realistic for you, and sticking to something that's realistic long term. That's all that it is. And that might be Weight Watchers, that might be, you know, the paleo diet or the South Beach diet or whatever. But you have to look at yourself and say, realistically, what is going to work for me long-term? Because if you do something that's going to radically change you, it's great, but you have to have a backup option. You have to know that the chances of you doing this, counting numbers for the rest of your life or going to meetings for the rest of your life, is probably not realistic. So you need to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do this for this amount of time, whatever diet or whatever program this is, and then after that, this is what I'm going to do to keep going, you know, and make sure that you have a realistic plan and you actually consult with somebody on a plan that way. That is one reason why the J-Plan diet, the diet that comes with the J-Plan, isn't anything other than good nutrition, you know, calorie monitoring, just, you know, not like counting calories to the number, you know, like that, but eating sensible meals and doing exercise, and it's something that you can do for indefinitely. So it's not one of those things where you have to do it and it's going to completely, it's something so different than what you've normally done that it's not realistic to continue. So that's my thing. I'm looking for the long term. My whole mindset is always long term health and fitness. So, you know, I know it might not sound as attractive to the average person because it's something that's, you know, you have to embark on and change a lifestyle. But what I really want, what I really truly feel people need, is a long term, sensible, realistic program. So whatever that is for you, that's up to you, but I feel like with the J-Plan, that's why I created
it. Right. So with Weight Watchers, I know, you know, there's a point system, and then the people have to learn points, and that's not a bad thing because what measures gets done. There's accountability, you know, there's little charts that you fill out, and there's an income generation, I'm sure, for Weight Watchers when people have to spend the $14.95 or whatever it is, $19.95 a month. I don't know what it is now, but I know it's been around that same you know, area as well. And there's nothing wrong with keeping accountable and paying a little bit on a monthly fee. Then, you know, you get your portions of whatever. But the, like you said a little bit earlier, it's kind of hard to just kind of stick to that, you know, I can't do this because it's going to be 3 points, or I can't do this because it's going to be 7 points. It's too rigid sometimes, and most people will probably find that a little bit harder to deal with. Whereas if they're working with you, they're also getting actively involved. And I don't think there's really anything that can replace weight loss without the physical part as well. I mean, I guess you could. You could starve yourself to death, and you know, your body will naturally kind of melt some stuff away if you're just reducing your calories. But who knows at what cost, you know, to the rest of your body, because it's got to find the stuff that it needs from somewhere else. So the idea of the more well-balanced approach of the physical fitness, you know, the workouts, not necessarily trying to be, you know, somebody who's going to be able to do base jumping and stuff like that, but the reality is just in moderation, like you've said several times, plus the coaching long-term. You're interested in where someone's going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 35 years from now, not necessarily what's going to happen at the end of the week. So
right.
That's what I like about your obviously your approach. Okay, we have about 3 minutes left. Are there any other fad diets that you want to just kind of talk about? I mean, I've seen some stuff, Jeremy, where people say, well, you just sprinkle this on and it kind of eliminates the calories or burns the fat, you know, like some kind of a seasoning, if you will, that you kind of just sprinkle on your food and it blocks the fat from being absorbed or blocks the calories from being absorbed and all that sort of stuff. I don't know if those things are real or they work, but what do you think about those other kind of fad diets?
If it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is.
Okay.
I can't – what I think – something like that, you know, is – I'm not going to say it doesn't work, because it probably does work to a degree. Like, it will probably help you if you're eating – if you're at Thanksgiving dinner and you have – you know you're going to eat a super, you know – a very fat-heavy diet or very sugar-heavy diet, and you sprinkled something like that on and maybe did that, you know, a couple times, that's good for that. But doing that over the long term and that being your only, you know, your only solution to weight loss or physical fitness, it's not going to work. It just does not work. It's not shown to be anything that doesn't encourage healthy eating and exercise along with it is not going to work long term, just point blank. So you can look at all these diets and all these, you know, sprinklings and seasonings and all that sort of thing, shots, but if it doesn't encourage healthy eating and exercise, then it's not going to work long term. So there's some other diets where you get a hormone injection and it makes you, you know, you only eat 500 calories a day and that sort of thing, and to me that is just not smart, because
I've had
clients
maybe dangerous.
That. Yeah, it's very. I would think that would be very dangerous. I think it had some long-term effects on your, you know, hormone, you know, balance and all types of things. So, I would just encourage people that, you know, to look at the long term, really look at the long term, and say, okay, what can I do, you know, on a daily basis that's going to put me in a great position, you know, in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and, you know, in 3 months, in 90 days, you know, not what's going to give me, you know, the greatest weight loss in 10 days. Like, that's just not a smart thing. So if it doesn't, this is kind of a thing, if it doesn't encourage healthy, balanced eating and exercise as well, and it's not incorporated in that plan, then it's probably not going to work for you long term.
Right,
that's
not
kind
long
of a
term. Perfect. Okay, well, we're running out of time. Thanks for Jeremy for being here. Make sure you check out thejplan.com and check him out on Building Fortunes Radio. Jeremy, thanks again. Great show.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brad.
You've been listening
You're
to
welcome.
The J Plan Radio Show, brought to you by The J Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. Thanks for listening. For many years, The J Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Go to www.thejplan.com to learn more and always listen in to Building Fortunes Radio, where our special host Jeremy Allen shares crucial information about how to effectively create a healthy lifestyle for the long term. The J Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared towards helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. So listen in, get inspired, and learn how to realistically create a healthier lifestyle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more of the J Plan segments with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. And check out www.thejplan.com. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Jeremy, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.